I want to look at just a few minutes in the book of Acts, chapter 8. Book of Acts, chapter 8 this evening. We do appreciate the Lord and appreciate what He does for us, the hope and the help that we have in the late hour that we live. You say, what are you talking about? I'm talking about the late hour of the dispensation of grace as the church and the church folks and the church age is looking for a soon coming Savior, a Redeemer, Jesus Christ, our Savior. And He told us all these things that's happening around us today, He said, are the beginning of sorrows. And He said, when you see them begin to come to pass, He said, then just look up and lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. Amen. So it tells us that the Lord come. You say, preacher, you believe? I believe with all my heart. If I didn't, I'd just fold it up, put it on shelf, go home, sit down. But thank God, I'm glad I'm looking for a soon coming Savior. I'm looking for a Redeemer. One of these days, He's going to take me home to be with Him. You say, preacher, what do you mean? This ain't your home? No, I'm just, Abraham said, I'm just a sojourner here. I'm just a passing through. I'm looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. Amen. Praise God. I ain't going to quit till I get there. Praise the Lord. You know, I've got in this thing a while back, several years ago, and I've not found nowhere to quit. Nowhere to get off, nowhere to stop, because my Savior didn't quit. Amen. And because He set that example, because He is my example, I'm just going to put my trust in Him. He said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. If I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. So we don't need to be troubled tonight, folks. We just need to be looking to the Lord, the author and the finisher of faith, to get us home one day in a little while, get us to our ultimate destination with Him in glory. Amen. Acts chapter number 8, if you want to stand with just a moment and for the reading of the Word of God. Acts chapter number 8, look at verse number 4. It says, therefore they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the Word. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits cried with a loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them. And many taken with palsies and that were lame were healed. And there was great joy in that city. Amen. Verse number 10 said, when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. As we look at this tonight and we see the Bible's telling us that it was a great persecution of the church. Stephen has done been martyred as the first martyr of the church, killed for his faith. Saul of Tarsus is a raven. He's going to and fro and locking up people, playing havoc in the homes of the born-again believers, those are trying to serve the Lord. And the people are scattered abroad. The apostles, the people, the children of God are scattered abroad throughout. But as they're scattering, as they're fleeing, as they're running, as they're focusing on Lord Jesus Christ and they're preaching. And we see in the Word of God, we see Philip, the evangelist, amen, as he goes into Samaria and he begins to preach Christ, amen. He begins to preach Christ unto them that will hear. I want to say today, in the era we're living a day and time when people don't want to hear the Word of God. Amen. They want to hear a bunch of fairy tales. They want to hear everything else. But they don't want to hear what thus says the Word of God. I'm glad for this blessed old book, ain't you? I'm glad for everything it says in it. Because everything is the Word of God. It's breathed. It's inspired. All Scripture given by inspiration of God. And it's profitable. Amen. I'm glad there's a prophet and look at this. It's prosperous to look at this. Glory, hallelujah. It's Word that'll speak to our heart and give us confidence. Even when we don't have any confidence in the things going on around us. We don't have any confidence in sometimes in each other. We don't have confidence in our government. We don't have confidence in anything that's happening. But praise God, we can have confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God, we can have confidence in this blessed Word of truth. And we see Philip as he goes to Samaria and he begins to preach the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ unto them. Praise God, he said to people, with one accord begin to give heed. That tells me that they got down there and people, Philip got to preaching the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ and people got to hear it now. And maybe some of them just heard it for the very first time. Maybe they'd never heard it before and they hear about Jesus Christ, His death, burial, and His resurrection. About a Savior who loved them enough and that He come to earth, born a babe in a manger in Bethlehem, grew up to be a perfect, a sinless man. I say He was a perfect, sinless man so that He could become the price of sin for you and me. Amen. The Bible says he went to the cross of Calvary and he died. He shed his blood for the sins of many. Amen. For all of us. Because the Bible said we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen. So Jesus Christ went to the cross. He shed his blood and he died for sinners. You know what? You know what a sinner has to do to be saved? Just admit you're a sinner. Amen. The Bible says it's so simple a little child can do it. We just come believing on Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. Amen. Just trust Him as your Lord and Savior. Trust Him that He lived and bled. He bled and died and He lived a perfect sinless life. He's the only perfect man that's ever been because He is a 100% man perfect and 100% God perfect. Praise God, He persevered against the wiles of the devil and He come out victorious over death and the grave.
Amen.
Amen. The devil couldn't hold Him. He would have liked to. Amen. Death couldn't hold Him. He would like to, but when death had a hold of Jesus and He was in 3 days in the heart of earth, praise God, He was in that tomb, and the devil asked death, he said, "You got Him?" He said, "Yeah, I've got Him. He ain't going nowhere." And the second day, "Yeah, I've got Him, and He ain't going nowhere." But the third day, that devil come down there. He said, "Death, have you got Him?" And old death turned around, looked real sheepish, because his sting had been gone. His stinger had been plucked out. Oh, Jesus Christ the Lord had done God up victorious over death, broke the bindings of death, and come out of the tomb, praise God, to God be the glory. Amen. Death couldn't hold. You say, how come Jesus didn't say dead? Because He wasn't beholden to death. See, the wages of sin is death. Amen. Praise God. And because He had no sin, He has all He has to offer is life. But He died for our sins according to Scripture. Philip went down here and he begins to preach to these people and they begin to listen. I tell you what we need to do is listen what Jesus did for us, how He lived and loved. He died on the cross. It wasn't those three old rusty spike nails that held Him on the cross. It was the love that He has for you and me. It was the love He had in His heart for you and me. He said they began to give heed to Philip. He said, Philip spake, hearing and seeing the things and the miracles which He did. The unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them. You know, we live in a day and hour today and we say, well, you know, people, they've got these mental issues and they got different. Let me tell you what it is. It ain't nothing but sin. It's sin, praise God, that causes us to do the ungodly things that people do. It's sin that's in me and you and humanity that causes us to go in the wrong direction. It's sin, praise God, it takes us down the wrong road. It's sin that takes us further than we want to go. And it's sin that'll keep us there longer than we want to stay. Amen. You say, preacher, you don't think they got mental issues? Yeah, they're possessed with the devil. The devil's infiltrated their minds, amen. And praise God, they need a good host of the Holy Ghost of God that'll reconcile them unto Him, praise the Lord. And things will begin to change all around us. You know what, make a difference in the world today? A good dose of salvation in our hearts, our minds, and our people, and our children, and our loved ones, praise God. It would bring us together in the nurture and admonition and love of the Holy God. And we could see Christ Jesus alive and well again. And we could see Him in each other. And the love of God would be spread abroad in our hearts. We need that tonight like we've never needed before. We need it as a people. We need it as a nation. Amen. Praise God like we've never needed before. We need the love of God. Amen. And we have that through Jesus Christ. I told the church, and I'll tell you again. Amen. You cannot love your husband. You cannot love your spouse. You cannot love your children, your grandchildren like you should till you learn to love Jesus. Amen. When you get the love of Jesus in your heart, praise God, He makes the difference.
Amen.
Your attitude changes. Amen. That old spiteful, vindictive attitude will have to go. Amen. You get love in your heart and you don't want to do anything or say anything to hurt those that Jesus died for. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. He begins to make a difference in you. So, preacher, He ain't done that for me. Well, you need to get saved. Amen. Ask God to forgive you. Ask Him to come in your heart. Make Him the Lord of your life. Praise God. He said He began to preach. They began to believe Him. The unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many, possessed with them. And many taken with palsies that were lame were healed. Amen. He said, sickness, praise God, begin to flee. I mean, you know what causes people to be sick is sin. I don't know about you. I'm about sick of sin. Amen. I'm sick of sin. I'm sick of what sin's doing to people. I'm sick of what sin's doing to our families, our homes, our lives, our communities, and our nation. Amen. Well, the Bible says, woe to a nation that'll forget God. Amen. We need God like we've never needed Him before. And we need Him in these United States of America. We need to go back to what we were founded upon. Our Judeo-Christian faith, praise God, where we trust the Lord Jesus Christ and the good God of heaven, praise God, who made heaven and earth and put us here, praise God, for His glory. Amen. Where we're not afraid to pray and seek His face. Amen. Looking for Him, the author, finisher of faith, praise God, to help us to finish well. I don't know about you, but I'd like my last days to be my best days for Him. Amen. But he said they was, and the Bible says that these folks, when they got the Word of God, they seen the power of God, there was a great joy in that city. Amen. I won't say praise God when we get to see in the mighty hand and the power of God moving on our hearts, our homes, and our people. There's a joy that'll come in from serving the Lord. Amen. You say, preacher, I don't know nothing about that. You'll try it sometime. You say, well, I don't know. How would I ever get started? Just go out and tell somebody about Jesus. You say, well, I don't know much about Him. Praise God. Just get you an old King James Bible, get to read a little bit. Praise God. Get you a good Bible study group. Find you a church. Praise God. Just get in and get started. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen. There's always a place to start. A fellow told me one day, he said, preacher, I just give up. I just quit. I know the old feller. I said, well, son, you got to get started before you can quit. Amen. Now, I was just being straight up. He never had been in. Amen. Praise God. You ever get in, praise the Lord. Amen. You don't want to quit. You want to press on. Because you can see the mighty power of God. There'll be great joy, amen, coming to your heart. Amen. When you begin to realize the things of God. And the Bible says, verse number 12 said, but when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Amen. Praise God. That's believer's baptism. Bible said they began to believe. What did they begin to believe? They began to believe the truth that Philip was a preaching. He was preaching the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. And they began to believe it. Amen. And when they began to believe it, they began to believe on it, and they began to be baptized. They won't say, praise God, I want this Jesus. I want to go with Him, praise God. I don't want to stay in this old world. I don't stay under the affliction. I don't want to stay under the curse of the law, praise God. I want to come out from under that, praise the Lord. And I want to go yonder with Jesus. Amen. You know, I told him this morning, there's two sides that you can be on. You can be either on the devil's side or on Jesus' side. That's the only two sides there is. Amen. Praise God. If you want to be a loser all your life, amen. Just stay on the devil's side. Just go with him. Amen. Praise God. He's never been a winner and never will. His destiny is forever settled in the lake of fire. But praise God, you get on Jesus' side. And the Bible tells us that He's overcome the obstacles. He's given us victory, praise God, through the precious blood He shed on Calvary so that we can go free too. Amen. We can live victorious in Him just like He's victorious. He gives us victory. Amen. So we see Philip. He's preached the gospel of Jesus Christ. He's had Him a time. People's believing it. They're listening. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. I would to God today we could just get people to listen. Amen. People don't want to hear it. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad if you get people to listen, they begin to believe on Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God, they begin to get saved. Boy, what a difference it would make. Boy, couldn't you imagine if every one of our youngins, our children, our loved ones, our mamas and daddies, our mamas and papas were born again, praise God, ready and raring to go to heaven. Tell it about it everywhere we go. Amen. I tell you, when we were growing up, praise God, we had a reverence of God. You go into granny's house, papa's house, praise God, you run up the table and you sit down, you go gobbling down your food without praying, amen, that'd smack you upside the head. Amen. And well, they should.
Amen.
Amen. My granny, praise God, if you went to the table, your hat on. Amen. She'd ask you, what's the matter with you? Said, you get your hat off at the table. Amen. When I was a little bitty fella, praise God, but I'd go in to get granny, always fix us something. Ain't granny's the greatest things in the world. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank God for Granny. You go to Granny's house, I don't care if it's early in the morning, late at night. Amen. Granny would take you in there and she'd fix us young'uns a bite to eat. She'd set us down there and she'd pray over that. And she'd say, Lord, you bless this. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. She wasn't so much a blessing to food as she was a blessing our little old hides. Amen. And God Almighty, I said that God Almighty would watch over us and keep us and bring us up. I praise God that we'd come up knowing and loving Jesus. Amen. But Philip was in a big way. He was a preaching. Boy, people was getting saved and baptized, committing themselves unto the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. And in the middle of revival, praise God, the Holy Ghost of God said, Philip, I need you to move on, buddy. Amen. Hey, listen, I won't say sometimes it gets really good and it gets really good around here. I praise God, it seems like it couldn't get no better. And the Lord says, hey, I want you to pull up. Glory, hallelujah. I need you to just move on from my glory. Take you to a place, amen. Glory, hallelujah, where you can feed some souls. What are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I'm saying it doesn't just work here. It works out there too. Amen. We come to God's house. We come in to get filled up so we can go out there and unload. Amen. Take the gospel, praise God, into the world and compel them to come in. That this house, God's house, and His house, praise God, would be full. People that's seeking the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says in verse number 26, it said, the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. Now this little evangelist, he's having a revival meeting over in Samaria, and all of a sudden the Holy Ghost of God speaks to his heart. He said, I want you to pack up and get up. He said, I want you to go down into the desert. Amen. Boy, now that'd be a shock to an old preacher. Amen. Just about time you're getting wound up, think you're running well, praise God, the Holy Ghost picks you up and He sends you out into the desert. I'll just be honest, when the Lord first called me to preach and called me to come out here, I didn't know Stony Forks Baptist Church existed. And I got to looking for this place, and me and my wife loaded up one Saturday evening. We come out here and we found it. And I said, my goodness, I didn't even know there was this place way out here in the wilderness. Amen. Pray in the edge of a national forest. I didn't know what there was such a place. But glory, hallelujah! I thought, well, this is just a desert place. I tell everybody all the time, if you want to come to my church, you got to go all the way to the edge of the earth and take a left. Amen. But praise be to God, I'm glad God brought us this way. Amen. Hey, but it's not a desert place. It's a place where God Almighty meets with His children, and we come and we worship Him in spirit and truth, and we see Him moving in our hearts and growing us, praise God, and getting us closer to Him, to where we want to do something for Jesus. You say, why, preacher? Because He's already done so much for us. Amen. So He loads up, praise God, and He heads out. Said, he arose and went, behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure and had come to Jerusalem for worship. He said, was returning and sitting in chariot reading Isaiah the prophet. Now I can just imagine in my mind's eye, and I know I've got a vivid imagination. I can see this old Ethiopian eunuch, and he goes up there. He has authority from Candace. He's got the money. He's the money keeper, amen, for that kingdom of Ethiopia. And he goes up to Jerusalem to worship, and somewhere along the way in his worship service, somebody puts him an old track. Somebody puts him a copy of the scroll of the prophet Isaiah in his hand, and he takes that thing and he starts back down the road, and he gets to thinking about what the man of God said up there in the synagogue, and he begins to open that thing up. He begins to read it. Amen. He was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. He said, then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to his chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah. Amen. So Philip runs up there to the chariot. The Holy Ghost of God unks his heart. He said, hey, let's just run up there to him. Just get up there with him. I need you to go up there to the chariot where he's at. And listen, I want to tell you something tonight. If the Holy Ghost of God unks your heart to make a move, to move you, I pray God to put you closer. Amen. Where you can be a help to somebody. Pray God, you need to move. Amen. We need to listen to the Holy Ghost of God. That's what He wants us to, because He'll help us to be a help to somebody else. Bible says, Philip ran thither and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah, and said, understandest thou what thou readest? Amen. Philip said, "Hey, buddy, do you understand what you're reading?" This old Ethiopian, he's reading out of the book of Isaiah. And he said, "How can I except some man should guide me?" And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. And the scripture of which, and the place of the scripture which he read was this: "He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearers, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth." And the eunuch answered Philip and said, "I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this? Of himself or some other man?" He said, "Who's this prophet talking about? Sir, is he talking about himself or is he talking about someone else?" Amen. So Philip breaks out. He begins to preach the gospel to him. He said, Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him who? Jesus. Praise God. He said, "The one that the prophets are talking about is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ, none other than the Savior from glory." Praise God. "The one that came down, gave his life for the sins of the world, that through him we might be saved." Amen. "There's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved than Lord Jesus Christ." Amen. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." The world tells us today there's lots and lots of ways to get into heaven. I told him this morning I could take a piece of paper and put on the front and the back all the things you got to do to get to heaven, and people be lined up all the way down 151 to get a copy. I said, "All you got to do is check off this list. And boy, when you get all that checked off, you'll be shoo into heaven." They'd be lined up all the way down the road trying to get a copy of that paper. And they'd begin to work diligently on it. And praise God, the Bible says all they got to do is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. Amen. Praise God. That's all you got to do, young'uns, is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. He said he preached to him Jesus. Amen. And the Bible says they went on their way. They came to a certain water. And the eunuch said, "See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?" Amen. So they got in there, they're traveling along that chariot. He said, "Hey, listen, there's a body of water. What's going to keep me? What would hinder me? What would stop me from being baptized?" Amen. "What would keep me from being baptized?" And Philip says this. And Philip said, "If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest." Amen. He said, if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, if you believe in your heart, amen, I won't say the night. There's a whole lot of people that's got a head knowledge. They know who Jesus is. They know what the cross is. They know all about it. They've heard all the stories, but they've never accepted Jesus Christ in their own heart. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying a lot of people tonight's going to miss Jesus by 16 inches. They're going to miss heaven by 16 inches because we know in our head, but we don't have him in our heart. We have to believe tonight that he died for you. Amen? If you was the only person in the world, Jesus Christ would have died for you. He did die for you so that you could be saved, because he wants you to be in heaven with him where he is. He's there tonight making intercession for you. He's there tonight sending the Holy Ghost to plead with you. Amen? You may be here tonight and the Holy Ghost, it feels like your hearts are beating out of your chest. He said, "Well, preacher, I didn't come for all this. I just come see John get baptized." Amen. Glory, hallelujah. I'm going to tell you why John's getting baptized. Because he don't believe in his head no more. He believes in his heart. And he says, "I want to follow Jesus in believers' baptism. I want to show the whole world, praise God, that I'm serious about this thing." Amen. It's not a game, youngins. It's real. Amen. It's forever, praise God, that we're buying into here. And this Ethiopian, he said, "Hey, praise, what doth hinder me to be baptized?" And old Philip said to him, he said, "If you believe with all thine heart, thou mayest." Amen. If you believe with all your heart, praise God, you'll be baptized in the Lord Jesus Christ to live with him and him and you forever. And said he answered, the Ethiopian eunuch, and said he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, "I believe." Do you believe tonight that Jesus Christ, praise God, is the Son of God? Amen. Praise the Lord. He is the Son of God. And the Bible said he commanded the chariot to stand still. And they went, now watch this, they went down both into the water. both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. Amen. Now I want you to notice something here. I don't know how everybody believes, but I know how we believe. We believe in baptism by immersion. Amen. Praise God. I don't believe in sprinkling them with a little dab of water. Praise God. I believe going down in immersion. I believe going down in that watery grave. Glory. Hallelujah. Just like Jesus did into that tomb. Praise God. And coming up out of there in the glorious newness of life. Praise God. With refreshing from the Lord to lead you and guide you and show you His way all the days of your life. Amen. Believer's baptism is making a commitment to God. Amen. I've told them here at the church, and I'll tell you again, we need our priority right. People are all the time talking about our priorities. That is an oxymoron. There is no such thing as priorities. There is a priority. Amen. And when you get your priority right, then everything else falls in place. Amen. Your priority needs to be saved by Lord Jesus Christ, living for Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Jesus said, if you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, that's what right in the eyes of God. He said, all these things, housing, clothing, raiment, all these things, food, shall be added unto you. Amen. You know what's wrong with America today? You know why we're struggling so much? It's because we haven't focused on the priority. We try to have priorities. We try to prioritize everything without having a main priority. The main priority needs to be Lord Jesus Christ. Then He adds to us everything that we ever need. Amen. Praise His holy name. The Bible says they went down into both of them into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and He baptized him. Amen. I can just see that in my mind's eyes, old Philip. He went down there at that old eunuch, and old eunuch's excited. Amen. Philip's excited. The Holy Ghost excited. Everything, praise God, God the Father's excited. God the Son's excited. Everybody's excited. They go down there now and praise God. And he said, I baptize thee in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. And he takes that old Ethiopian eunuch down in that water, top of that watery grave, and he brings him up out of there. And praise God, that old youth, old Ethiopian comes out of there shouting, praising. I believe they about splashed the creek dry. Glory, hallelujah, praising, magnifying God. And he looked around and Philip was gone. Amen. The Holy Ghost of God done plucked him up in the Spirit. Bible says that he called away Philip at the Lord, that the Spirit of the Lord called away Philip, and that the eunuch saw him no more. Did that break his heart? No. It didn't bother that old eunuch at all. Amen. He said he went on his way. Talking about that eunuch, went on his way rejoicing. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. I want to say glory, hallelujah. When you die out to this world and you decide in your heart and your mind to live for Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. There's rejoicing that comes in your life. There's a peace that passes understanding. There's hope, praise God, that comes from, you don't even understand it. He said, but Philip was found in Azotus, and passing through, he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea. Amen. Bible says old Philip, he left out of there, praise God, and everywhere that his feet hit, everywhere he landed, glory, hallelujah, he just preached the gospel. The Lord Jesus Christ to the saving of souls till he come to Caesarea. And if you go out there and study a little bit further, you'll find that over in Caesarea, old Philip had a place, and he had a couple of daughters there, praise God, that were proclaiming the gospel to. Amen. They had done got a dose to what daddy had. Hey, praise God, they got the Cain Heppets and they didn't care. And they was just preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. To see believers and baptize them in the name of Lord Jesus Christ for His glory. Amen. What we're going to do tonight in just a little while, praise God, we're going to baptize John in the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Ghost for God's glory. Amen. He'll come up out of there in the newness of life. Amen. He done to confess that he's been born again by the Lord Jesus Christ, and he's ready to move forward just a little further. He wants to join the church by believer's baptism, but most of all, he wants to make a statement to the world that he's here to serve the Lord, amen, to try to do what's best for God Almighty, for God's glory in his life, amen.